Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, March 20th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll begin with women's college basketball opener in the WNIT for the Green Bay Phoenix women at Minneapolis to take on the Minnesota Gophers at Williams Arena. Green Bay played well. They were up 10 at the half, had a 5-point lead with 50 seconds to play, but Rachel Banham of the Gophers hits two long 3-point shots, the last with 11 seconds to go. Sam Terry's last second shot for Green Bay was swatted away, and the Gophers escaped. 62-60. Tisha Buck led Green Bay with 18. Kaylee Lucan had 15. The Lady Phoenix finished 22-10 on the season. The Girls State High School Basketball Championships begin today at the Rush Center. Division 5 semifinals in the afternoon. Division 4 semifinals featuring the defending champion Algoma Wolves later on Thursday night. Division semifinals in 3-2-1 on Friday. O'Connell Falls facing Kettle Moraine Lutheran at 9:05 Friday morning. The Green Bay Notre Dame Tritons look for a second straight championship in Division II. They'll open against Milwaukee Pius at 1:35, and the Kimberly Papermakers in action in the Division I semifinals Friday night at 6:35. Championship games on Saturday. The NCAA tournament field down to the 64 teams. Final first four games in Dayton, Ohio on Wednesday night. In a 16 seed matchup, Cal Poly defeated Texas Southern 81-69. Mustangs advance even with 19 losses on the season. Head coach Joe Calero says we were able to turn it around.
We had a couple injured players, and we had other guys trying to step up and do their best. And we had guys that were competing and keeping their heads up. And I think our staff and we all approached it like, well, let's just keep getting better.
Cal Poly will have to get a lot better. For now, they'll take on undefeated Wichita State in round two. And in the 11-seed matchup, Tennessee outlasted Iowa 78-65 in overtime. Jordan McCray led the Volunteers with 20. Hawkeyes scored only 1 point in the overtime to get eliminated. Long day for Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. He was in Iowa City on Wednesday morning to attend his son's thyroid surgery. He's expected to recover. Flew to the game and had a touching finish to the long night.
After the game, to have the Tennessee players hug me and, you know, tell me that they're thinking about me, you know, most kids just want to run in and jump on top of each other in the locker room. And I was really impressed with those guys.
Nice show of sportsmanship from Tennessee. The NCAA tournament revs into high gear with 16 games on the schedule Thursday, including the Wisconsin Badgers, the number 2 seed, taking on 15th seeded American. Head coach Bo Ryan of Wisconsin says now there are no guarantees except for maybe one.
Now we got to make something happen when we're here. Somebody mentioned 0-0. Yeah, there aren't any records coming into the NCAA tournament. It's all, you got 40 minutes. That's all you're guaranteed.
Milwaukee Panthers will try and get past 40 minutes against second-seeded Villanova in Buffalo, New York. An 8:25 start time in that one. Wildcats coach Jay Wright knows why this time of year is so special.
I think one of the things that happened in the Big East tournament is I forgot how special this is to the kids, you know, and because we've been doing this for a long time. No matter how many times we've been here to the tournament, to these kids, they want to win games.
Michigan State, a popular choice in a lot of folks' brackets. Spartans, the Big Ten tournament champions. Head coach Tom Izzo flattered to be President Barack Obama's pick to win it all.
I think it's a privilege. I really do. I hope we can live up to it. The number one guy in the world, in the United States, is picking you. I said, man, that is awesome.
Let's move to professional basketball. The Chicago Bulls beat the Philadelphia 76ers 102-94. That is now 22 consecutive losses for the Sixers. But forward Byron Mullins says we'll win if we have that kind of effort.
Energy was there. Of course, you know, it always helps to make shots. But, you know, it's a tough loss for us. You know, it's a really good game. You know, we just got to play like that every night.
Brooklyn Nets beat the Charlotte Bobcats 104-99. Boston over the Miami Heat 101-96. Avery Bradley with 23 points. Granted, the Heat didn't have LeBron James, but Bradley says, hey, at least we finished.
We were able to execute at the end. We've been improving the last two games, and, you know, the last two games that we lost, we had a chance to win, and it was just unfortunate because we weren't able to, you know, execute at the end. And, you know, we didn't only execute at the end of this game, but we played great defense.
Memphis Grizzlies beat the Utah Jazz 96-86. Toronto over New Orleans 107-100. Kevin Love with 35 as Minnesota gets by Dallas 123-122 in overtime. It was the New York Knicks over the Indiana Pacers 92-86. Carmelo Anthony with 34 points leading the way. That is seven straight for the Knicks. Yeah, happy times in the Big Apple. What with Phil Jackson taking over as president and the winning streak continuing.
Well, the energy is not just in the building. It's in, you know, throughout the whole city, all New York City. The fans, and you can feel energy when you walk into this building as players. When we did our shoot around earlier, you felt the energy. We want to keep that up. We want to build on that. But as far as us playing basketball and winning basketball games, we're playing at a very high level right now.
It was Denver over Detroit, 118-109. Phoenix beat Orlando, 109-93. San Antonio gets by the LA Lakers, 125-109. Milwaukee Bucks are in Golden State trying to snap a five-game losing streak, but they announced on Wednesday that big man Larry Sanders is going to be shut down for the rest of the season because of injuries. On the ice, the Tampa Bay Lightning over the Toronto Maple Leafs, 5-3. Steven Stamkos coming up big with a hat trick. He says that's a big win for playoff positioning.
That's huge. I mean, every win is huge now, but when you're in a situation like we are with how tight it is, especially with Montreal and Toronto, we have to take advantage of the games in hand that we had, especially when you're playing them head-to-head. Those are four-point games.
Winnipeg Jets beat the Colorado Avalanche 5-4 in overtime. Former Green Bay gambler Blake Wheeler netting the game winner. Blackhawks shut out the Blues 4-0. Corey Crawford with 23 saves, delivering win number 700 for head coach Joel Quenneville. Says he got a solid game for the milestone.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way from start to finish. Arguably one of our best games all year. Very complete in all areas and contributions from across the board. Power play getting two big goals, and our point guys were shooting pucks well tonight. And it was an excellent contribution from everybody.
Rookie Eddie Lack with 30 saves, leading Vancouver over Nashville 2-0. Cactus League Baseball had the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Seattle Mariners 9-7, hitting five home runs. Willie Peralta with a two-run shot in a four-run sixth. Peralta also gets the win, giving up five runs in six innings. Manager Ron Renicki says, no, the offense is going to be fine. We got to make sure we get the arms ready.
If you pitch, you can win. If you have a really good starting staff and a really good bullpen, you can win. It's great to have a guys that understand what they need to do offensively to score some runs, but you have to pitch well.
Brewers take on the Rockies on Thursday. Scary scene with Kansas City and Cincinnati in the sixth inning. Reliever Aroldis Chapman took a line drive right to the head. Scary scene for Reds manager Brian Price.
Took a line drive off just above his left eye is what it looks like. There's a contusion, a laceration, and certainly needs to be taken to the hospital and checked.
The game was called after the incident in the sixth inning. Chapman spent the night in the hospital. He's expected to recover. And the Green Bay Packers made it official. They confirmed the signing of running back James Starks to a new contract, reportedly a 2-year deal. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.